So, as just to say, my name is Desmond Jackson. I'm also an introvert. Sometimes people find that surprising, but I am. I'm not going to be necessarily the person to step up and, you know, do cartwheels or anything. You know, I'm the first person out anyway, but that's me. I'm also blind. The two, you know, not necessarily connected, but just a part of my identity. And so, but every now and then, being an introvert, you know, I like to shake things up a little bit. And so, here recently, I've gotten into some acting and just kind of stepping out of my comfort zone. So recently, I got the idea to audition for a play. And I hadn't, at least in a long time, done a lot of things like you know, acting and you know, since high school and whatnot. So, you know, how do I handle myself as a blind person up on stage and move around and be safe? And one thing about our community is we're pretty tight knit. There's lots of there's a blind person near you who has done it if you haven't done it. So there's always somebody to reach out to. So after talking with some of my buddies, you know, I got the idea. Okay. What if you use what you have? You know, are there any props you have there? And so ended up that the character that I was playing used a staff. And so this is the first of two contrasting stories of stepping out of my character and then a story of mistaken identity. So in this situation, you know, yeah, I kind of wanted to step out of my character because that's what you do, right, when you act and you play. And so yeah, I had the staff on stage that I used, and I moved around, and it was part of the play, and I used the carpeting on the stage, and it all worked out well. And some people were surprised afterwards that I was actually a blind person up there when they saw me with my actual white cane. So it was pretty fun, and some good conversation. Here's the other story. So I decided to go to a costume party one year during Halloween, and a coworker had invited me to come to this costume party, and so she knew how silly I can be sometimes, and she knew what was up. So I don't know. I had gone to another party that day. I didn't really feel like dressing up, so, you know, I'm tapping down the street with my white cane, and I get to this party. And lo and behold, the person that's greeting, there's a person dressed as a blind person. And so I just kind of went with it. Yeah, I'm dressed as a blind person. All right. And so this went on for like, you know, 20 minutes. And I go in, I get some snacks, I'm sitting down, and hey, I'm dressed as the blind person here at the Halloween party. Yeah. And so 20 minutes in, and, you know, I finally tell him, you know, I'm actually blind. And so that made for some more interesting conversation for the night. I say that to say this. Sometimes we, as people in the disabled community, we have to use the environment to our advantage, as in when I was in that play. Sometimes we have to make effort to get out there into the community so that I'm not a person playing a blind person or disabled person, but this is life. All right, thank you all.